Blog Talk Radio.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings, save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. But surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Oh, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels go round.
Good Friday evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 91 of And Now for Something Completely Different. And this is a great show. This is going to be something I've long wished to be able to do. But give me a moment as I am typing something up, and I will be right back. So let me see what I can do, because this is great. This is just absolutely great. And let's find a good song or a good bit to introduce what's happening. You know what? This is so good. Let's twist by the pool.
By the pool,
by the pool.
right, that was Twisting by the Pool by Dire Straits. And let me tell you, this is a big, big day. Even Cardulau, formerly of the Rockland Boulders, has been called up to the major leagues by the Colorado Rockies. And he is playing right now in a game against the Washington Nationals. And the Rockies actually sent down a pretty good player. I forget what his last name is, but his last name is Paulson. And I know I see him in my bunt cards all the time. And Steven is playing first base. And I will get you some of the results as I start to read some of the stories about Steven being called up. And it's just absolutely great. Let me play Bruce. This time this song is appropriate.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile line. Come on up for the rise. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rise. Come on up for the rise tonight. Left the house this morning. Bells are ringing, fill the air. I was wearing a cross on my calling. Home with the fire, I can run down here. Come on up for the rise. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rise. Come on up for the rise tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so from the Rockies website, Stephen Cardullo learned from his AAA Albuquerque manager, Glenn Allen Hill, that he was being rested Thursday night. Knowing the team is battling for a postseason chance, Cardullo asked if he could pinch it against El Paso. Hill said no. So Cardullo used his energy for a lonely batting cage session after the Isotopes 3-0 win. Little did Cardullo, 28, know his long climb from having to earn a spot at Florida State's tryout camp and ending up an All-American to being a lightly regarded D-backs 24th round draft in 2010 to being released after 2 years of rookie-level ball to 4 years of independent ball before joining the Rockies on a minor league contract this year, was about to reach his goal. I was picking up the balls in the cage, and Hibble was like, "Dulo, hurry up. We've got a team meeting," Cardullo said. He brought the whole team inside the gym, close to just training staff, coaches, and players. He was like, "I don't want to single anybody out." Stephen Cardullo. He was the Pacific Coast Player of the Week last week. And your teammates going to the big leagues. Everybody started jumping on me. I was definitely humbled. I had no idea. This is one of the best moments. This is me. Excuse me. I'm just so thrilled because Stephen was such a great player. And to see him make the major leagues is incredible. Just absolutely incredible. Let me play a song.
Let go!
Just singing harder and drink. The weather is here. beer is too cold, the daiquiri's too fruitful, no place like home when you're this far away.
Sorry, folks, this is just really choking me up because this is a first for me to see a player that I had watched consistently for the 4 years that he was in indie ball, specifically for the time that he spent in the Can-Am League. This is just absolutely amazing and unheard of. Steven started out in AA this year and quickly jumped up to AAA, and he was just tearing it up. And it's just such a thrill to see a young man up to the majors. The Rockies' option struggling. Left-handed hitting first baseman Ben Paulson, 3-for-26 in 10 games since his call-up to Albuquerque. Clear a 40-man. Oops, hold on. I got something playing in the background. Close that out. The Rockies' options struggling. Left-handed hitting first baseman Ben Paulson, 3-for-26 in 10 games since his call-up to Albuquerque to clear a 40-man roster spot and be allowed to select Cardullo's contract. The Rockies placed righty reliever Scott Oberg on the 60-day disabled list with axillary artery thrombosis blood clots in his right arm. Rockies manager Walt Weiss figured, why not give Cardullo a chance to show what he could do? Weiss put the first baseman in the number two spot in the batting order against the Nationals for his major league debut. The right-hand hitting Cardullo became the fifth player to start at first base since Mark Reynolds left the lineup with a left hamate bone injury on August 11th. The Rockies have also used Paulson, utility man Daniel Descalasso, and outfielders Ryan Rayburn and Gerardo Pereira. The D-backs released Cardullo after two seasons in rookie ball. From there, his resume shows he played for the London Ontarios of the Frontier League and the Florence Freedom when the Rippers folded at midseason. Then 3 years for the Rockland Boulders, the Can-Am League. He had a .291 batting average, a .363 on base percentage, and a .435 slugging percentage in 4 seasons of indie ball. Doesn't tell the whole story. Cardullo hit .308 with 17 home runs and 72 RBIs in his 115 games this season at Albuquerque, where he played mostly in the outfield with 3 games at first base. With the heavy with the lineup heavily left-handed since injuries to Reynolds and shortstop Trevor Story, the time was finally right for a guy who had spent years being overlooked. I told him when he came into my office today, nobody's handed anything in this league, ever. You have to earn everything you get to get here and stay here, said Weiss, who said some limited at-bats in spring training caught his attention. He's done that, and then some. Steven Cardullo, Colorado Rockies, formerly of the Rockland Boulders. And so, let me see. I made a comment. There was a comment here somewhere. You could. So, it says. Here it's me. Congratulations to Steven Cardullo on being called up by the Colorado Rockies. I had the great privilege and honor to watch Steven play in Provident Bank Park in Pomona, New York. We miss him there, but wish him the best. And we're all proud of you. Cardullo! Which is what the announcer at Provident Bank Park said every single time Cardullo was at bat. So let me play you a little bit of a song again while I check out more news about Steven Cardullo. George Harrison.
Thank you.
Okay, so just looking at the game stats from today so far, Stephen's been up, technically four times. No hits, a strikeout, but he earned a walk. So not bad for a major league debut. Looking at Yahoo Sports player notes, advice, a cool story here as Cardullo spent 2012 to 2015 in indie ball before catching on with the Rockies organization this season. The 28-year-old batted 308, 367, 522 with 17 homers and 72 RBIs for Albuquerque to earn a promotion. Cardullo could see the occasional start against lefties. All right, so that's great to see. And you know what? I am going to do something live here on the air, and I really, really doesn't matter to me what the actual impact will be. I'm going to go to my Yahoo Fantasy Teams, and I am going to add Stephen Cardullo to my fantasy team roster. Let's see how we go here. And so baseball. Baseball. Okay, and add a player. I don't know who the heck I'm going to drop, but I'm going to add him. Add a player. Okay. Cardullo. Oops, one too many L's. Cardullo. See what happens. Search. Search. He's not even there. He's not even there yet. That's funny. Let's see. Stephen Cardullo. Search. No players found. Well, I'll bet you he'll be there tomorrow. So let's see the Can-Am League story on Steven. First of all, Steven is the first Boulders alum to reach MLB. Former Rockland Boulders outfielder Stephen Cardullo was called up by the Colorado Rockies earlier today, joining the Major League club after playing the entirety of the season in AAA. He becomes the first Boulders player ever to reach the pinnacle of the sport by being put on the big league roster. He is one of three Can-Am League alumni currently pitching in the majors, joining Tim Adelman from the New Jersey Jackals and left-hand pitcher Andrew Albers, formerly of the Les Capitales de Quebec. As a member of the Colorado Rockies, he will now play for Tuxedo, New York native Walt Weiss, the Rookie of the Year in 1989. Weiss is in his third season managing the Rockies. He is also a member of the Rockland County Sports Hall of Fame. In 2016, Cardullo was batting 308 with 17 home runs and 72 RBIs in 115 games with the Albuquerque Isotopes, Colorado's top farm team. It was his second stint in affiliated ball, playing in the Arizona Diamondback system in 2010-2011. The Diamondbacks drafted Cardullo in the 24th round out of Florida State, but he never reached past rookie ball. The only words I really have to say are hard work pays off, said Jamie Keith Boulder's manager. This is a guy who has put in the daily grind, and nobody has ever believed in his ability more than Stephen Cardullo. Now he's going to get a chance to prove that to everyone else on the national stage. We as an organization are so happy, ecstatic, and proud that just 347 days ago he was wearing our uniform. We look forward to watching his major league career take off. After a season in the Frontier League, the utility player joined the Boulders in 2013, playing the outfield and third base. He is Rockland's all-time leader in hit doubles, triples, at-bats, and games played. During the 2014 playoffs, he tied for the series high with 7 RBIs and 3 home runs, including a grand slam in Game 3 as the Boulders won their first ever Can-Am League championship. Steven's story is one of inspiration and perseverance, said Boulder's Executive Vice President and General Manager Sean Riley. By reaching the majors, he has told every independent ball player not to give up on their dreams. A walk-on turned All-American at Florida State, Cardullo has seen time in right field, left field, third base, shortstop, and first base during his professional career. The Rockies are currently 60-67 and sit in third place in the National League West Division. The Rockies will visit the Washington Nationals this weekend, where Cardullo is expected to join the team. Steven, we're all so proud of you. Let's go to a song. Rainbow Connection.
So many songs about
rainbows,
and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers.
The Muppets and Rainbow Connection. So let's see what's on the Boulder's Facebook page. If I can get there, Rockland Boulders. See? Oh, yes, the Boulders are having a Philly Fanatic at Palisades Credit Union Park tonight. And you can see some pictures of them on their Facebook page. So let's take a look at the comments on the Boulders post regarding comments. Okay, Kristen McIntyre posted, we just saw his first bat, and there is his second at bat. And let's see if I can get my I made a reply, that's what it was. Reply. Which it was the picture of Stephen Cardullo on the Provident Bank Park scoreboard. That was on the scoreboard under the Did You Wipe? And here it is. It is official. Our very own Stephen Cardullo is the first Boulders player ever to reach the major leagues. And let me see if this story on rocklandboulders.com is any different. Okay. It says, former Rockland Boulders player Stephen Cardullo was called up by the Colorado Rockies earlier today. Joining the major league club, playing the entirety of the season in AAA, he becomes the first Boulders player ever to reach the pinnacle of the sport by being put on the big league roster. Yeah, this is pretty much the same as the article that I read on the Can-Am website. I'm trying to see if I can find more information about the rest of Stephen's at-bats. Trying to get there. They don't make it terribly easy. And looks like the game is, it's top of the ninth. So let's take a look and see if they'll let me get to top of the ninth with the Rockies trailing the Washington Nationals. The final. It's final. Colorado lost to the Washington Nationals 8-5. But let's see if I can see anything and if there's any more stuff on Stephen. Let's see. Trying to get down here. Come on. Come on. Sometimes computers move so fast. slow. Come on. Nope, it's still Steven went 0-for-3 with one walk, one strikeout, and one left on base. But it's a proud day for any Can-Am League fan and for fans of the Rockland Boulders that Steven has made the big show. Yes, indeed. We're also proud of Steven, and really, I can tell you, I can't count the number of times that in key clutch situations for the Rockland Boulders, it was Steven Cardullo who came through for the Rockland Boulders and either got the key hit that was then later became part of the winning scoring or provided the run that won the game in his own at-bat. This is just, again, I can't say it enough. Absolutely incredible that Steven has made this rise from indie ball in Can-Am League to the major leagues in 1 year. As was noted, 347 days ago, Steven Cardullo was playing for the Rockland Boulders of the Can-Am Independent Leagues, and he is now playing for the Colorado Rockies. He started for the Rockies today. All right, so since I dedicated this show all to Steven, I am just going to do the closing songs and then log out for the night.
Yeah.
14. Let me see. Here's I Gotta Go.
Ain't got time to shoot the breeze. Got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please. I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Waste some time standing here. gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, gotta go. Robbed a hiding hole. I left Memphis on the run. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Waste of time standing. I turned that diamond deuce and smile. I gotta go. They tracked me down, took my tape. Brother, don't you know? I told them, boys, there's some mistake. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. Cold steel up against my head. They turned the lights down low. In case you didn't hear, I said, I gotta go. These are your very last words, sir. Say them nice and slow. My last words on this planet were, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time. Standing here, I gotta go.
I gotta go. And so, with a little more than a minute left in tonight's show, I bid you all a good night and congratulations to Stephen Cardullo, now of the Colorado Rockies, formerly of the Rockland Boulders, for making it to the major leagues. And might I say that episode 91 of And Now for Something Completely Different is a Cab Family Enterprises show. And Cab is proud to have dedicated this show to Stephen Cardullo. If you want to find out more about Cab, go to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com Cab Family Enterprises, and our eBay store at www.ebay.com. Oh, I forget. I don't have it in front of me. Just look us up on eBay. Have a good night. Bye, everyone.